the scene is Tom Flakeboy Gribble is in Allen. The Allen Americans hockey team is having tryouts. If you would like to sing the national anthem at the Allen Americans hockey facility, whatever that's called. So he shows up. He says he didn't even know. He just pulled it off the shelf. I find it kind of bullshit because he somehow is unable. He can stop himself from wearing his pot T-shirt on Monday through Friday,
but it just so happens
all of a sudden, when he goes to do this bit and he's filming it,
he goes all Stevie.
He's got
Wonder.
A video.
Yeah.
He's wearing his pot T-shirt, and it's a very suburbanite family type crowd, right?
Yes.
Am I setting this up right?
It's a scene right out of American Idol's auditions,
right,
maybe out of Toddlers
kids,
and Tiaras.
Kids and families. They want to see if their kid can... And now here comes Tom, wearing his pot T-shirt with that ticket attitude, that I'm a little better than you attitude, and I'm probably going to do something really funny here that's going to knock your socks off
I
attitude.
I am Flake Boy.
And I'm going to sing like an angel.
I invented the Kid Craddock show, especially the character Big Al. He's there ready to sing the Negro National Anthem, which I didn't even realize existed until I was forced into an on-air friendship with somebody. I'm not going to say any names. But a few years ago is when I learned it. All right, so do we get to hear now?
Yeah, let me describe a little bit of what's going on. They usher us down to the ice level. Huge, there's a row. I figured there might be one or two people there to judge the singers. There's a table of about eight judges there. A lot of them look like they might be beauty pageant judges, that kind of thing. There is about 15 to 20 singers, a lot of them from the ages of maybe 6 to 15.
Oh, man.
There is a couple of African-American folks that are there.
Oh,
there is
dear.
A woman.
See, I would have guessed there wouldn't have been any.
No, there. Yeah, that's what
it's
I would have guessed,
it's,
too.
It's hockey, right?
Right. It's
but
Allen,
it's
hockey.
The double whammy.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was wrong. There's a couple of black teenagers there. They have got a inflatable bounce house there. They've got people being ushered around the arena because they're trying to sell season tickets at the same time. This, to the Allen Americans, this is like a kind of a carnival type of thing. So anyway,
and to you,
to
it's
me,
just a bit.
To me, it's become my worst nightmare.
You're mocking it,
right? So
you thought it would be like when we went to do the national anthem tryouts at the
Lone Star Park,
the horse racetrack, yeah. There was nobody there at all. It was
right.
It was a ghost town. It was empty. It was you. It was one guy from there, and
yes.
That's it.
Yeah, their tech guy.
There was no
it.
Pressure or anything.
No, it's
now
the exact
you got,
opposite.
Yeah, but all the eyeballs
I think especially
on
the
you
black,
when you perform.
Especially a couple black people there. They like they don't maybe understand the humor in what you're doing.
Right, that was a major curveball. So anyway, they start the tryout.
But hey, Tom, I got a pot T-shirt.
So they start the tryouts, and people are just walking up, and I noticed that nobody's really saying anything, except they walk up to the microphone, they give their name, and then they sing the national anthem. Not a single person has anything else to say.
Okay.
Well, now I know that as part of this, I'm not just singing the Negro national anthem. I've got a little lead-up that I've got worked out.
Oh, no.
Oh, you have a little...
So you have a pre-bit for
yes,
the bit.
Yes, I've got a little introduction, a little something that sets the scene that I'm going to do. So anyway, they run through what I think is maybe half the singers, and then they look at me and they say, well, we're done with everybody on that side. It's your turn. And I'm like, what? Oh, it is? So I have to hurriedly give my camera to the closest person to me to film this. Because I'm all by myself.
Oh, you went by yourself?
I'm all by myself on this.
You always need support. You need an intern. You need somebody
to have
your back.
Yeah, I'm running solo on this. So
put
I hand my
in the baby be on or something.
Yeah, I get the camera rolling, and I hand it to the nearest person to me who happens to be a young African-American teenager.
Well, this is getting better by the second.
Yeah. So I handed it to him. He says he's fine with shooting the video. So I walk over and I come up to the microphone, and this is what they heard. My name is Tom Gribble, G-R-I-B-B-L-E. How's it going? I'm a little nervous because this is supposed to be a duet with me and my black friend Donovan, who couldn't be here today. So I'm going to dedicate the special anthem to him, Willie O'Ree, Grant Fuhr, and Trevor Daly. This is the Negro National Anthem.
Pause it. All right, at this point, there are a couple of things.
Willie O'Ree, the first black man to play in the NHL.
Grant Fuhr played with the goalie for the Edmonton
Right, and of course,
Oilers.
We all know Trevor Daly.
We all know Trevor. All right, first off, the hi, how you doing? I actually recognized one of the judges. It's a guy that I know from back in the day. So he's there for some reason.
You said, hi, how you doing? I didn't catch that. All right.
Yeah, there's a guy there that I actually know. All right. And then as I say
Lover.
A special anthem, this is the Negro National Anthem, I see the marketing guy suddenly take off his headset and rush over towards the front of the stage, holding his hand up like, no, 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 no. So I just kind of closed my eyes, put the sheet
so
of lyrics in front of me.
Just power through it.
You knew he
and
was
I,
about to stop you. And
exactly.
Why did you introduce it? Yeah, Okay, well, go ahead. I'm not going to question your greatness here.
Right. I wanted to work in my black friend Donovan.
Yeah.
Right. So right. Here we go.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty.
Oh my gosh.
Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day.
He's rolling
begun.
With it.
Let us march on to victory. Is one.
Thank you. And they actually applaud.
Oh man!
They actually applauded.
Who clapped? The judges or just the people in the crowd?
No, the judges weren't clapping. No. No, it was just the people who were there.
Now, what did the marketing guy do as he's running to the stage?
He immediately disappeared. Like, I walk off the stage and I look up and he is gone. I don't see him. The judges are busy.
He's
They're
been
talking
fired
to
already.
Him.
He was fired while Tom was singing.
Right. They have grabbed one lady who had sung, and then everybody else was told, okay, you can leave. Thank you. And then that was it. I tried to grab the older lady, the older African-American lady who was there to get her take on how I did. But she ran into the bathroom and wouldn't come out.
Wow.
So there
now,
you
did
go.
You feel
I'm still waiting on a call from the Allen American. I haven't heard anything yet.
Did you feel it getting a little tense in there? Or?
Oh, yeah. When I saw the marketing guy running towards the stage with his hands up, I was all ready for them at some point just to kill the mic.
Oh, that'd have been great, huh?
Yeah, just to kill
just
it.
Just to hear the...
And here comes the Sandman. Yeah, the Sandman with the broom kicked me off the stage. But that did. They just went, rolled with it.
You plowed forward
I'll
with
tell
your,
you what,
with your
it.
Hot t-shirt and...
With you going through this whole thing, just learning it off YouTube, like the night before or the day of, not bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, some of the melody was off, but...
It seems like a not a good song.
No, it's a good song.
That's
Tom
a good
did
one.
Hit
seems like that's
melody.
A crappy...
Please.
I think if the Negro wants a... it just seems like... You could do better, Donovan.
Like there's some Earth, Wind, and Fire tunes that would be a lot better?
If I sing it, Tom was off on the melody a little bit. It's a catchy
Excuse
song.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
He was off a little bit on some of the notes. But like I said, for him just learning it and not being Negro and
Jay-Z
not growing
Jay-Z should
up
write
there,
a new one. What if... Would you be against that?
Yes. I would be very much against that.
Call
it
America's Craig.
Bumpity bump, rappity rap, filthity filth, all this stuff. It's a national anthem. It's a Negro national anthem. It's It just doesn't
seem very melodic. It doesn't seem to have any flow to it.
Especially when I'm ironic.
I am here to criticize the Negro national anthem and to say,
how about if I get a little choir or something to sing it in the right melody and you'll love it?
No one's interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll love it more.
That's right.
Tom, good job, man.
I kind of like not liking it. Yeah, that is a good job, Tom.
But way to power do that through that thing.
That was cray.
It really was cray.
That was awesome.
All right, let's